You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I'm currently joined by Mr. Lockie Hayes, who's joining us from Wyndham. Morena, Lockie, how are you doing?
Kia ora, Zach. I'm doing good.
Good to be here. Nice, man. How was it over in Wyndham?
It's actually a beautiful sunny day here. It's looking nice.
Nice. What's the climate of Wyndham like?
Cold. Usually very cold.
Just like the rest of Southland?
Yeah, it's kind of like the way that Dunedin's in a bit of a hollow.
Mm.
So's Wyndham. It gets heavy frosts and, yeah.
Oh, that's unfortunate. I want to know, you were here to talk about your new single, This River. Do you live near any rivers? And what is your preferred non-river body of water?
Well, I live near a lot of rivers. Wyndham's between three different rivers.
Oh, wow.
But, I'd say if I had to choose not a river, I love surfing, so obviously the beach. Mm-hmm. But I do love a good lake as well for a swim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think lakes... I'm petrified of the ocean, so definitely not the sea. But I think lakes are a good time.
Okay.
And also rivers, I'm also... I could take a leave, to be honest. Not, I'm more of a land lover. Judging by the lyrics about the river in the song, you know, you say that it flows too strong, it runs heavy, and it's claimed the lives of your friends. It sounds like you're not a fan. Is that correct?
Well, I was trying to sort of work with this idea that a river is something that we build a lot of our lives around. You know, throughout history, loads of civilizations have been built along rivers,
mm-hmm.
because they give us sustenance and they give us life, but they have the power. They are more powerful than us.
Yeah.
The geography around us has more importance than us.
Yeah.
And it has that power to take our lives as well. And, you know, these rivers around here have been here long before I was born, and they'll be here long after I pass away. So I guess it's kind of about how we exist in this kind of little blink of an eye as far as nature's concerned.
Mm-hmm. And they also have the power to take away. I mean, there's obviously droughts are a huge part of river cycles, in particular.
Yeah.
I guess Mesopotamia, where, I know, OG,
oh, yeah.
Like thousands and thousands of years ago, where a drought would mean certain death for maybe a whole village, maybe more. It's pretty crazy stuff.
And the flooding was really important, wasn't it, for those civilizations where they relied on the river flooding a couple of times a year so that they could have good ground to grow things and stuff like that.
Yeah, irrigate the ground, which is, yeah, really, really special. It's really, really special. It kind of reminded me of Marlon Williams' song Arahura with Casey Clayton.
Oh,
have you
yeah.
heard that track?
Yes, I love that track, actually.
Mm.
I heard him play it when he was in Invercargill with his full band, and he dropped this song on us just like, makes you teary-eyed.
It does.
So powerful, that song.
Yeah, there's definitely something very powerful about rivers, which I think you've definitely captured in the track. Musically, though, you've been absent for about seven-ish years now, with your last release being 2017's Where the Shadows Hang. I mean, it came out in December 2017. What's brought you back from the shadows?
Well, I was sort of slinking around in the shadows making this album that's coming out, so... It took a long time and a lot of work and a lot of effort, but thanks to the amazing people at Massive Productions, we've been able to work in with having day jobs and families and, you know, cover gigs and all sorts of stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
on the schedule as well,
mm-hmm.
and as well as writing tracks as well. So it's kind of, it feels like I haven't left the music at all. You know, a lot of people have said, oh, you're not doing much music at the moment. It's like, I'm doing heaps of music at the moment, man. It's just all in the background or meetings or just writing at home. But I'm always doing music.
Mm. That's awesome to hear, man. That's awesome to hear. I mean, also, it sounds like you play a lot of the more rural pubs, taverns, halls, and so on and so forth. It sounds like you do a lot of that.
Yeah, I do a lot of that. And we do a lot of the gigs in Invercargill. But yeah, I guess musically, I mean, I'm from a rural setting, and musically the style kind of resonates, I would suppose, with the rural setting and people of rural settings.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of country music and a lot of folky sort of music around these parts. But there's as much influence on the album and even this single from Dunedin, my time in Dunedin and the bands in Dunedin. So it's a bit of a mixed match, but yeah, definitely more of a rural setting.
Mm-hmm. I want to touch on the video for this song because it's really, I mean, it's gorgeously shot. The colours, the detail, yeah. The camera quality is insane. And then in the video, there's a sequence where you're pulling on this rope continually, and you eventually pull the rope out of the river, and the rope is connected to a big green treasure chest looking thing, which you open and proceed to get inside of. Now, how did you execute that bit? Because obviously the chest isn't big enough for you to dive inside of. It's not like an endless chamber. So how do you execute that?
Yeah, well, that was great piece of special effects. Second Bear Productions, who made the video, are incredible filmmakers. And And it does trick you, that scene, doesn't it? But it was really just old school practical effects. They built a kind of fake bit of ground on a bank, so actually underneath that grass is just empty space.
Yeah.
So there was a hole in the bottom of the chest, and I sort of fell through it. But I guess it still leaves it. It was really funny actually, because the some of the lighting guys that were there on the crew, who I knew, were standing from the wrong angle and hadn't been there earlier in the day to watch that rig get built. So that what they seen was literally me jumping into that chest, and they had no clue that that was going to happen. They were just standing there lighting it.
Oh,
my
goodness.
Wait a minute.
What's going on here? Is this some magic? Yeah, it's so sick, man. That's so sick. Because were you climbing in head first, though? Was that quite a balancing act, or was it relatively safe area?
It was relatively safe. There was mattresses and stuff.
Okay, that's good.
But we did, the second I came up, We done it in one shot, because the second I stood up, everybody on the crew went, oh my goodness, because I had ripped the shirt I was wearing on the edge of the box. It must have been a bit ragged. And it had ripped all the way from the bottom right up to my shoulder, and it must have looked like I had really sliced myself up, but thankfully it just ripped the shirt.
Oh, thankfully.
But they got a big fright for a minute. They were like, oh my goodness, we've killed you. Just meant we couldn't do that shot again because my shirt was destroyed.
Oh, that's crack up, man. That's crack up. There's something really interesting I was reading about you, and you say that you're influenced by many things, but, you know, a really crucial influence for you, old-fashioned films, and in particular, 50s and 60s Western films. And I want to know, you know, there's a beautiful mandolin on this track that sounds very European inspired, and I want to know if that comes from soundtracks by the likes of Ennio Morricone, who scored, you know, The Good, the Bad, the Ugly, and Fistful of Dollars.
If you're a fan of westerns and you're into music, you're gonna get some Morricone influence on there at some point. Mm-hmm. The single and the album were produced by Delaney Davidson, and so he's actually made that sort of mandolin-y sound, I think, just using his guitar.
Whoa.
But it's certainly got a kind of cinematic feel to it. And a lot of people keep mentioning Tarantino to me about it, but you're the first to go back to actually the Morricone soundtracks, which would be pretty much the main stylistic influence on some of those westerns Tarantino made.
Oh yeah, it's just like a very Italian, it's like a very European, almost, you know, Godfather-y kind of sound, you know, because I think it's quite funny how it was, like, there's a lot of Italians who love spaghetti, I mean, they call them spaghetti westerns because it was...
Spaghetti westerns, yeah. It was just cheap to make them there, because I think they were, like, there was Italian production and they were all filmed in Spain or something. There was some sort of European cross-country thing going on there, but they do Western films, but in the soundtrack they just went, oh, we'll just put some electric guitar in there, which hadn't been invented in 1880, but who cares, you know? That's so cool.
Yeah, no, it's really fascinating. And you, of course, you studied movies. Was that at university or polytech or?
Yeah, that was Otago Uni. I did a BA in film.
Oh, nice. Yeah. This is totally tangential, but I just want to know if you have any top picks of films for 2024.
For 2024?
Yeah.
What films have been released this year? can't recall at the top of my head. I'll tell you what I watched the other day, though, that made me laugh, and hopefully the listeners of Radio 1 will get a laugh out of it, was the most modern remake slash sequel slash reboot of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, yeah.
It was an absolute pile of crap. 10 out of 10, would recommend.
It's so bad it's good.
It was hilariously bad, yeah.
Okay, I like movies like that. I love movies.
Yeah,
I'm looking at my music.
A guilty pleasure.
I'm looking at the music director just through the window, who said it's so bad. He's mouthing it so bad. So, yeah, this sounds like a good time. This sounds like a fun time.
If this is anything to go off, I think it was a bit where some victims of Leatherface filmed him and told him he was going to get cancelled. if that's anything to go up, that should just be the tagline.
Oh, goodness.
That's how bad it was.
Oh, man. There's a new horror franchise called The Terrifier, which I've heard quite a lot about. I've heard it's very, very brutal and gruesome. But
I can't bring myself to watch it.
Too much blood? Too much gore? Or just?
I think it would just be too much for me, to be honest, Zach. I think I would just struggle.
Fair enough. You mentioned Jelani Davidson before, and I do want to touch on that, because you worked with him for your upcoming album, Subsatellite, which is set to debut in 2025. Was this the first time you'd worked with him?
I met him briefly when we were playing at the NZ Country Music Awards, and I was just performing there, and I performed a song by Jimmy Rogers, very, very old country musician. I think he died in the 30s.
Oh, wow.
So we're going back a wee way. And he came over and said, "I really like that you sang some Jimmy Rogers songs." "Oh, thank you very much." And then when Sav, who owns Massive Records, Blair Savory, he said, "Oh, we're going to try and get Delaney Davison in to produce," because he knew him from organising gigs and performances.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Delaney might have been a bit like, "Oh, we'll see what I can do." But then he was like, "Oh, wait, was that guy who plays Jimmy Rogers?" Yeah. Okay, so he came and got involved then.
Oh, that's so cool.
We spent a bit of a weekend together first and just got to know each other a bit better. And then, got a lot of time together over the recording sessions and had a good laugh. Good time. Yeah.
Nice.
He's a good friend. He's a nice guy.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's really beautiful. It's kind of a intergenerational music bonding, which is lovely to see.
Oh, yeah.
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 He's had a busy year this year as well. He put out that album with Barry Saunders. Was it Saunders?
Yeah, well, he's constantly creating music, isn't he?
Yeah.
His latest work was really cool. Yeah.
Yeah. I need to give that a proper listen sometime soon. I really want to thank you for your time this morning, Lockie. And I do want to know, when can we expect to see the next track from you? And will you be gracing Aughty Potty Dunedin with your music anytime soon?
Yeah, definitely. We've got a few gigs lined up around Southland and some up through Central over the next month and through to New Year's. So we're definitely performing. And then there'll be definitely a tour at some point next year when we get on to the actual album launch.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I love any chance to get to Dunedin and play, I'll take. I just love it there. So it's a real spiritual home.
Yeah. We'll have to have you in our studio and do a live tour or something. That'd be great.
Yeah, I would love that. That would be fantastic.
Alrighty, we'll keep in touch then. Thank you so much for coming on the program.
No, thanks for having me.
Cheers, man. Alright folks, that was Lockie Hayes. We're chatting about his new song, This River, which we're going to play for you right now. You can find this track everywhere you find your tracks, and you should also go watch the video because it is great. Two video recommendations today: This River, Lockie Hayes, and Soft Plastics with Drown. This is Lockie Hayes with This River. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked.
This river keeps me awake at night. This river runs heavy all.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.